And so I'll invite you to have a soft gaze to the floor or to the keyboard, or to gently close your eyes. And again, beginning with some clearing breaths, taking a deep breath. And on the exhale, feeling your body relax, feeling your awareness centering in your heart area. And focusing your awareness in the heart area. And feeling your in-breath, fanning that flame of love in the heart. And holding the in-breath just for a few moments, a few seconds, feeling that light and warmth spreading throughout your being. And then exhaling. And becoming aware of the silence, the infinite silence of the heart. And in that silence, there is a subtle opening into the pure consciousness of the soul. Like a kind of portal. And now breathing in. Feeling the breath coming into the heart area, feeling the blessing of the breath, the supreme nourishment of the breath. Holding it gently for a couple seconds, feeling that blessing suffuse throughout your being. And then gently exhaling. And feeling the stillness at the end of the exhale. And retaining that sense of stillness, taking the next in-breath. And continuing to pay very close, subtle attention to the stillness of the heart, to the presence of the heart throughout the breath. The breath moves up and down. The breath comes in and out. The breath expands and contracts. But the presence into which you're breathing is sustained and still throughout. So retaining an awareness of that eternal stillness with the rise and the fall of the breath. A little bit like standing on an isolated beach, seeing the mystery of the sunset and the sky as the waves come in and go out. And each is part of the other. The waves are part of the stillness. And the stillness is part of the waves. And continue to move with this stillness in the depths of the heart as the breath of the beloved comes in and out. And we'll sit in this silence for a few minutes. And with each out breath, feeling that deep sense of peace increasing in the depths of the stillness. And feeling how the in-breath arises from the stillness. And does not disturb the stillness. And then returns into the stillness. So in this sense, the stillness itself is breathing. And as the Upanishad says, we live not by the breath that flows in and out, but by the one who makes the breath flow in and out. And that one is the stillness, the source itself. And just take a moment to feel the presence of the others in this circle, which is extended in physical space across continents, across the oceans. But in the space of the heart, we are all here, fully present in this eternal stillness and in this oneness of this community of practice, this beloved community of the heart. And may we carry this awareness of this community with us as we move into the next coming week. So gently allowing your eyes to open.